Now we come to chapter 17, and in this we have some things that we can pass over rather hurriedly. He gives them a lesson here in forgiveness. He said unto the disciples, it's impossible but that offenses will come, but woe unto him through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and be cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. That is a severe thing that he said. I'll be honest with you. I think that I'd rather be most any person than one who's selling drugs to these young people today. I honestly believe the punishment of a person like that will be worse than any other. I can't think of anything worse than that. To cause a little one to offend. There are going to be some parents today. A man asked me once, he said, you made the statement that there's something worse than going to hell. And there is. You know, the thing that's worse than going to hell is to go to hell and have a son say to you, Dad, I'm here because I followed you. May I say to you, that's the worst thing that can happen to any person. Now, he is very severe here. There are those that talk about the gentle Jesus. Read some of these passages and you'll find out how gentle he really was. He was gentle. He was with those children, but not for those who offended them. And now he gives a parable here, verse 7, but which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by when he's come from the field, go and sit down to meat, and will not rather send him, make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself, and serve me till I've eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink. Doth he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I trow not. And let me make an application of that right here. There are those today that think that because they say they try to follow the Sermon on the Mount, they are a good neighbor, and they try to love people. They don't really measure up, but they say that just the same. And they think someday God's going to pat them on the back and say, oh, what a nice little boy are you, like that little boy that he reached in his thumb and pulled out a plum, and he said, what a smart boy am I. And may I say to you, friends, if you kept the Ten Commandments and if you did keep the Sermon on the Mount, which you do not, but if you did, you'd only do what you're supposed to do. Do you think that you get salvation for that? Why, my friend, that's what you're supposed to do as a creature of God. We need to recognize that salvation is a gift and you don't work for it at all. And these are things that you're supposed to do.